Well, I am gonna try a little experiment here. I'm doing a nighttime run out to the house. Now I'm driving my truck, and I've got to get out to the house because I'm pretty much out of water right now. Basically, the situation is I live in the city of Colombo, and but there's a place where the municipal supply of water is not very good. So you have to boil and filter your water in the city anyways. You can't just drink it straight from the tap like you would in the States or in Europe. Although I guess nowadays you may not want to drink your water supply from the tap in the States either, because all the stuff they're putting in the water there. But yeah, basically I get my water that I drink from outside the city, and I bring it back in these 5-liter bottles. Or somebody coming from there brings it sometimes too. So it's kind of a mix, but I try to go out about once a week and pick this stuff up. So I forgot to do it over this weekend. The weekend was kind of busy, so I wasn't able to get out of town. And so I just finished up the last of my water at my house, so I kind of have to make this run out of necessity. So you get to hear some of the noises of what it is to drive after 10 at night in Sri Lanka. Actually, it's pretty nice driving at night here, because there's a few times during the day where it's just packed like nothing else. But, you know, when you drive during the nighttime in this country, a lot of places you can get around pretty fast. Now, you got to watch out for the buses and you know, people that basically don't have any road sense whatsoever. Which there was one of those right there. But you gotta just kind of watch out for those guys. And also, driving in Sri Lanka is a bit of a law of the jungle. The bigger your vehicle is, the more right of way that you have. The side of the road you drive on is somewhat optional. If you kind of start out on the left, and as time goes on, and as you continue to travel, it kind of becomes optional. So, before I was getting into my truck, I kind of just felt like I should bring my recorder with me and just talk a little bit too, because, you know, it's amazing the times that we're living in right now, and times even for the body of Christ and for us, His church. Now, I say the word church in the truest form, because the church itself is the people of God that are in connection with Him, that walk with Him, that know His voice. His sheep know His voice. And if you're listening to this, yeah, you would most likely be one of His. But yeah, to the church, you know, it's an amazing time for those that are listening to the voice of the Spirit. I know truth is not not accepted, it's not promoted by and large, so you have to ask and seek and knock to receive and to find it. So you really have to search for it, because the world does everything that it can to keep truth from people. It does everything that it can, if there is truth, to distort, to confuse, to muddy the waters, as it was, so that nobody can decipher, you know, try to make everything relative, or try to make things just blur the lines as much as possible so people get stuck. But, you know, one thing that you can do, that you can always do, and this is just out of a place of dependence that we're all in, is just cry out to Creator whenever you don't know. and just say, Lord, I just need to know, and would you please show me? And don't leave that spiritual position until he shows you. Just continue to persist. Continue to seek him with whatever it is that's going on with you. Because he wants to meet you in that place. And, you know, he wants to make himself known. But he makes himself known. He gives bread to the hungry heart. You know, he makes himself known to those that are seeking him. And, yeah, so it's, but it is an amazing time because, you know, there's the things going on externally, and then there's the things that are going on within the heart of anyone that's walking with him. And I mean, for myself, you know, it's been quite an adventure, and I'm right in the middle of so much right now. And, you know, when I started really, I guess there was a certain point in my own life where I really, you know, kind of gave myself completely over to what it was that I saw the Father doing. And really just 100% wanting his plan, his purpose, his direction, his leading, his guiding in the life that I live while I'm here on the earth. And just who I am as an eternal being. And you know, God met me in that. And I know that there's been a lot of people that have kind of watched, you know, people that have known me over the years. And some of them watching and waiting for the crash and burn. Because, you know, the expectation being, you know, it should be coming at some point here. And, you know, what's amazing is it hasn't come and it won't come. And there will be some times in the future, of course, that a lot of people will turn against me. I know those are coming. There is going to be some times in the future when so much it will be happening simultaneously. The power of God being manifest, the call and purpose that God intended coming to fruition and fulfillment, and all the extras that come along with that. I know already there's a disdain that the church system has for what we do, because we give people truth and we don't charge them for it, and we make it known to them, and we also reveal the deception in the systems that are there that seek to bind and hold and control men. And I know enough and more pastors. I use the term loosely. I use the term as a means of just defining the role that they've taken up for themselves, not necessarily something God called them into. But, you know, we make things known. And as we make things known, it's not popular because people lose their control. And so much of what the world system about is control, is power over other people. And when you break that, and when you're a means of breaking that in the lives of others, you become a threat. Just like Jesus. Jesus was a threat to the system and the establishment. And as he broke the control, broke the mind control over other people, they wanted to get rid of him. Because they don't want to lose that. They don't want to lose that position. They don't want to lose their system. But, you know, the problem is, those that seek to enslave, they themselves are slaves as well. It's just one big slave system where they're all bound, they're all controlled. They try to give an illusion that if you just get to a certain level, you will get some breathing room, and you never get it. But the people of God are free. Oh, gosh. Yeah, the series on freedom that we're working on, it's a cool one. I like it. Because one thing about it, too, is, you know, keep in mind that one series a little while back on alignment, where your spirit, your soul, your flesh, as in, you know, and your physical body, to bring the different aspects of your being into alignment with Creator, into alignment with the Spirit of God, as the Spirit of God quickens and empowers you to, that is part and parcel of the walk in freedom that we are destined to, that we're called to in Christ Jesus. Now, this is not something that happens with a set of rules and social controls. This is something that is, God will lead you into it, but you bow your knee before Him and submit to that process. And in submitting to that process, He then breaks those things that may be on you that keep you from being in that place of life more abundantly, the whole John 10:10, that He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So God does that for His people. He does that for us. But it's got to be something that on your side that you and I will to do. Now, you know, I think when one thing I've seen even in myself is, you know, when the desire is there, when we start falling out of alignment, we don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like beginning to go down a path where my body or my mind or my spirit is not in alignment with the Spirit of God. I feel it. I feel it in myself. I feel it in... It's something that I wasn't made for. It's something that I wasn't designed for. I was designed to walk in freedom. I was designed and made to live in that place of eternal connection that comes from the Spirit of God. And so were you. So when I'm out of alignment with Him, I know it and I don't want it. So, you know, for struggles in the mind, struggles in the flesh, you know, when you've got those, the victory always comes in prayer. You know, it always comes in taking that time to get before the Father. And when you're there and in His presence, seek Him, ask Him for that help that only He can give you. You know, and when you're in those situations where you have to make decisions, ask Him. He's with you in all of those things. And when you seek His face, He will meet you. I mean, He wants to be with you. He wants to lead you through. He wants to deliver you. But you know, one thing too is when you're in alignment with Him spiritually, those other things that may be going on or the issues that you may be struggling with in your life, as time goes on and you walk with Him, and if you don't, like the whole Galatians 5, walk in the Spirit and you won't gratify the desires of the flesh. If you're walking in the Spirit and you're in that place of alignment, that other stuff has a way of melting off. It really does. But you have to make a commitment to that from your will. And that's back to the Matthew 6 prayer that Jesus taught people to pray, which was, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. So you have to make a free will decision to yield to the will of God. And as you yield to the will of God, He then takes that and honors your will, and then He then helps and assists and basically does that work in you. And this is what happened with Peter, this is what happened with Paul, this is what happened with every follower of Christ that's ever lived, is they yielded themselves to the Spirit of God, and in doing that, He made a change in them. They became a different creature. They became a different creation. I'm in the process of my own alignment as such. I'm in the process of aligning. And you know, the thing too, I mean, alignment is a bit like balance as well. You know, and the thing about balance is, you know, you have it, and then sometimes you can lose it. And, you know, same with alignment. You know, like when people go to chiropractors, you know, those guys that kind of pop the back and put, I'm sorry if there's chiropractors that are out there and this is an oversimplification, but basically they put the spine and a person's system back into a physical alignment by different techniques that they do. And the purpose being, you know, a free flow of energy, a relief of pain. But as people just go through life, things do get knocked out of sorts. Now, there's a key with all of this, though, too, which is in the heart of a person. If a person, in the core of who they are, wants to be in alignment with the Father, wants to be in connection with Him, wants that relationship, then that's who the real you is within. Versus if a person within doesn't want that, then it doesn't, the external reality, even if they look squeaky clean on the surface, inside their heart is in rebellion to the Father. Their heart is in rebellion to their Creator. I'm getting on the rockier road here. I'm getting close to where I need to go. But yeah, anyways, if the person within is not desiring truth, because Christ wants truth in the inner parts, He wants that desire for alignment in the inner parts. But if a person doesn't have that, then in the end what they end up having is a deception, is a self-deception for one level, and then also, you know, a rude awakening on an eternal reality when they actually find out, you know, where they are. Some people will be surprised because they thought that they bought into the external illusion that if things look good on the surface, that they must be good. And that's not true. You know, you can have things look great on the surface and then be rotten at the core. And you can also have the hooker with the heart of gold, who, like Rahab the prostitute, who just, you know, within, she wanted God, but she was also a product of her circumstances and her situation. And when the access time came for her to get on God's page of what He was doing, she was game. And God honored that, you know, to the point where she's actually part of the whole lineage of what happened with David and all of that going back even into New Testament. So God is working through very unique situations and people, and it's not the way that you would think. And that said, I have just arrived at my destination, so I need to probably say bye for now. As I gotta pull in here, I got a bunch of dogs waiting for me. Gotta get this gate open too. But yep. So, anyways, hey, God bless you guys. I love you, love you, love you very much. I'm praying for you too, and I just pray right now that in Jesus' name, that God would just protect you, that God would heal you. That I pray in Jesus' name that the Lord would just grant you peace and rest within your spirit, and that His hand would support and sustain you in the midst of difficult times. I pray that your trust and your faith would be strengthened, even as that which you have you put into His hand and into His care. Lord, I pray your blessing, Father God, over your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. Hey, God bless you. Love you. I'll be talking to you really, really soon. All right. See ya. Bye.